played back in 2002 in the Intermediate Ulster, but it was a week after we won the final, and I don't think we went into it too well prepared. Now, you know, but we kind of underestimated ourselves going into that game back then, and we only lost it by a point, you know, but that's back 13 years ago now. It's been a great hunger to get back into it this time now.
Yeah, and certainly this time around you've got a little bit more time and a little more space to prepare for it anyway.
We have indeed. Yeah, we have now. We had 3 weeks there since the replay against Red Hughes. And I suppose in hindsight, the replay helped us because other league finished up. We would have been 5 weeks without a game, so that replay, they could kind of bridge that gap. You know, with players away back at college and that, it really helped us, like a good competitive game. So we're looking forward to it now. There's a great old buzz about the club and parish at the minute, and everyone's kind of talking about it. And that.
Yeah. Well, I suppose there's a great belief in this team because you went through the league, I think just lost one game, and that was at the very end when it really didn't matter. So this team was on a very successful run, probably one of the most ever in the history of the club.
It is indeed, because it's the first senior club team that we have that won a double. Like, we won leagues and championships before, but they never done the two in the 1 year. And as you say, we lost one league game. It was away to Moville. Now, without being disrespectful to Moville, we went up that day with League One, and we had a few injuries and that, and left a few boys off, you know. And we lost to Convoy in the group stages of the championship when we had already qualified. Both games, too, we lost by a point, you know. It was in the melting pot right up then, but put it this way, any game we had to win the year, we won it, and it's a great way to be. You know, we're looking really forward now to the weekend.
And tell me, how has the preparations gone over the last 3 weeks? I'm sure you celebrated a little, and I suppose had the time and latitude to do that as well.
We did, yeah. Well, we celebrated for a day or two now, but a lot of boys come back to work in college, and that we've a reasonably young team, and a lot of them had to go away to college, you know. And back to work, the lads that's at work, there's a few of them working in Kerry and Dublin. Alan Lyons is actually working in London this last 2 weeks. His work has taken him over there. But we celebrated for a few days now. We enjoyed it, and we got back to training the following weekend. We're training now weekends and Wednesday nights, as it's not very easy to train two nights a week with so many away, you know.
Yeah, and in terms of your opposition, Templeport from Cavan, do you know much about them?
We did. We've done a wee bit of research now, and we actually got a DVD of their county final. And they're like ourselves. They're a very young team. You know, I done a wee bit of research there on them, and they won back in 2012. They won the under-16s A championship and the under-18s B championship in Cavan. So, you know, those lads will be up in 19-21. So I'm sure they'll be a good, hungry team now. They'll have to be the fairly good forwards now. The two or three excellent forwards up there. And but as I say, like we're going into this game with a kind of frame of mind that if we put in the performance, we believe we can beat them.
Yeah.
And if you put in the performance and you can't beat them, there's nothing else you can do about it. Like just the performance is really what we're looking for on Sunday.
And in terms of players' availability and fitness, have you got everybody?
We still have a few niggling injuries, but we'll be expecting them to come through now. There's two or three players that can't shake off injuries from before the final, and we'll have Declan Morton back from suspension as well, so that there'll boost the panel a bit. But we'll be expecting everybody to be talking, you know.
Yeah, and of course it's a big occasion for the club out in Ulster, and a curtain raiser to the senior game with Niamh Connell and Trillick from Tyrone as well. That'll bring an extra few to McCool Park to watch you on Sunday.
It will too, Tom. We were delighted, you know, with the fixture, the way it worked out. You know, there'll be the curtain raiser to Atlantis because, we're kind of neighbouring clubs there, and I think it's great for the parish and the neighbouring parish. You know, it'll bring out a good following from our area, like.
Yeah.
And I would know a few Glenties lads personally working with them and that. And it's a good old buzz, you know, and a good old thing just going over and representing your county, you know, like, as well as your own club. It's massive for the lads. Like, it's new territory for a lot of the lads in our club. Aidan Doddy was the only survivor now from the last Ulster outing we had.
And tell me, in terms of this year's competition, obviously you can only take it one game at a time, but obviously you're taking it pretty seriously.
We would be taking it very serious, but the way we went through our league campaign and our championship campaign, we tried to not let the younger lads get away ahead of themselves, and we treated one game at a time and try to treat every team with the same respect, you know. And I think it worked on our benefit all year. So basically, we'll be going out on Sunday with the hoping of winning a game in Ulster. And we'll, hopefully then, please God, going well, we'll move on from there then to the next game. You know, we don't want to look too far down the line, because that's when you can get caught like a rabbit in the headlights.